This right here is a pod capsule, a place and time held together by words and ideas that could either make or change the world. Either that or just some topics or stories that I felt like bringing to the forefront or sharing with you. So hop in, take a listen, and enjoy. Hey, happy new year. I know I'm a little late, and man, almost just pretty much a year and a day after from the last one. I know I really haven't been consistent with this, so I do apologize. But there is, I mean, obviously there's a lot to update. So we'll go ahead and get into it. I just listened to the last episode, which was, again, a year and a day ago. So I can update on some of that. I definitely did get the updated home gym equipment, those dumbbells, and we did get started that third week. And I also successfully kicked out the Wingstop habit. I definitely had a way significantly less Wingstop in 2023. However, I was not able to kick the delivery. I was still pretty bad with that. That's all I can remember so far. I just kind of go off the riff with this. Maybe at some point, once I figure out a better setup, or actually implement a better setup, I'll, you know, start putting scripts together, get this a little more structured once we get more consistent with this. But as y'all know, those that have been listening, this is more like, at this point, I guess it's just like a venting for me. Not really, though. It's more just like another outlet for me. As I explained on the first episode, I explained it on one of these. It's just more like an outlet to get some things off that, at least at the time, I don't have another outlet or another medium that I can fit onto there or to get the message across on there. And so on some of them, you know, I've experimented different things. You can see the diversity, I guess, on the episodes. But that was kind of the point. You know, it's a pod capsule in time, and we just, this is where we're at the time. So that at least keeps it interesting. But, so last year, definitely was one of the hardest years of my life. What happened was I definitely was able to get that updated equipment, and I definitely did start off the year on the third week, like we said we were. And, you know, we started ambitious. We hit the workouts, tested out the new equipment, definitely did what it was supposed to. And I was as consistent and as I was gonna be. We definitely hit the ball running. The diet's pretty much been the same. I just, due to my working conditions and my time management, I suppose, the home delivery just makes sense, you know? So that just kind of happens out of necessity. And definitely impulsiveness at some points, but usually necessity. Anyway, So this continued. I think I was even like recording my workouts too. Like, I was trying to do some fitness content, I guess, or really just more documenting. But my father was having issues. It had been, about a year or 2.5, almost exact. And I had lost my. I'm being transparent with y'all. I lost my grandfather months before in the year prior, I believe in October somewhere. And him, I mean, he was just I mean he lived a long, long, beautiful life. But yeah, so still reeling off of that. I mean, my dad had been battling with cancer, and he beat it twice. So, he was no slouch, man. He fought that thing and he whooped it. But to be honest, the doctors down here just aren't the same as ones you'll see more up north. And basically, some complications happened. Not dir There are more effects of the cancer, not necessarily directly from it. And due to the lack of attention or lack of care or combination of the two, this infection happened, and what was recommended, I guess, or what was n needed maybe to heal, basically what happened was the medications that were helping fight off or continue to stabilize the cancer, basically stop taking them, and so it came back a lot harder this time. And yeah, I just reached a point, and so while I'm over here working on my fitness, making plans, there's two sayings that I've heard. Either life's happening while you're off making plans, or God's laughing while you're off making plans. So I get a call, I believe around March or April, I receive a call. That basically changes the course of my life at that point. So it's a call from my cousin. She basically is. She'll kind of update me and my siblings while, my mom's actually with my dad and taking care of him and everything. So she'll kind of update us. So she lets me know that basically things are not looking good, and she's gonna have to scoop me up, me and my siblings, basically pack a bag, let's go, and we're gonna have to go out because, again, we try to get him better care up north, so send him to, Cancer Center in Houston, the top of the world, right? And so basically what happened, there was a surgery, and due to their policies there, it was required to get intubated, and even though that was against his wishes, it was looking dire, man. Basically, this is another thing, man. The doctor that we spoke with, basically he was more like, even though what they'll claim is like, oh, like it's not about seeding or anything, like we're the best of the best, it's not about that. You know, the attitude definitely felt like that. Like, as much as you're saying it's not what you're saying it is, you sound like it is what it is. So his response was basically like, man, that's it. I mean, basically call all the family you want here, we'll allow it, and you know, let them say their goodbyes and this and that. And it just like, really? And the thing is, he definitely was, you know, out, but when we would see him, there was a response there, you know, there was notable response where it's like, okay, this isn't just a twitch, this isn't just, you know, something that you could play this off, like this is direct consciousness, right? There's life here, right? But when we would try to talk to the doc about that, he was more just like, you know, why do you want to make him suffer? Why this and that? And it's like, I hear that, but he didn't even want to go into that position. You know what I mean? He didn't want to be put there in the first place. But because of your surgical policies, you forced him to do that in a way, because he just, my dad was real straight to by the book, you know, like, as much as we urged him, he didn't even want to try, you know, experimental marijuana, you know, or anything like that, that at least would ease the pain. And he didn't, you know, he was going to, but he also didn't want to seem like he was giving up, as tired as he was and as painful it was, you know, because of, you know, from fighting it off. So anyway, this nurse that we have there, she pulls us to the side after, you know, maybe about three conversations trying to get this through to the doc that, like, we didn't want to just shut him off, which is basically what they were saying. Like, just let everybody say their last goodbyes, and then it's going to be off, boom, and then on to the next one for them. She pulled me and my sister to the side one time and she's like, I see what y'all see. So I'm going to do everything that I can to help you. And bro, look, man, when you're in a life-changing position like that, right? And you got all your family out to not necessarily like really far out there, but you know, out of home, you're together fighting for something, right? In this position, you're not, whatever your faith is, right? You're praying in whatever higher power you believe in, right? For us, it's God, right? We're praying to God, you know, to help him, help us get through this, right? We basically, because this was tough, man. This was tough to sit and just be there waiting, not sure what's going on, taking turns checking on him. You know what I mean? That nurse was basically an angel sent from heaven, or at least, you know, she was an answer to our prayers, basically. With her help and her willingness to fight against what the doctor was pushing for and actually help us to get him, because what happening is his lungs were failing, basically. His whole body was failing at that point. Like they weren't able to extubate him, basically take it out, because he wasn't breathing properly on his own, right? But so there's a process, they do trainings and tests to make sure that he can before they go through with that procedure. So it's not something they could just do, you know what I mean? Or that they won't do without visible proof, right? So it took, I think, two or three of those, and we got it. Like, dude, the whole family, I'm talking about from across state lines, like coming over and coming to see him and talking with him. And even then you could see more responsiveness from him, right? So by the time we got this happening, it's back to just us, immediate fam, and maybe, excuse me, some others that would stop by. And do I, like, if you don't believe for some reason, or if there was even a sliver of doubt, which I don't think there was in any of our cases, because, you know, our faith proved that, like, but dude, I saw that experience. I saw God's work happen. Like, he made it through, bro. And whether you want to give that credit to him or to my dad, hey, I mean, dude, because he definitely had a fight that. Like, I when I would go see him sometimes, like, especially when we were getting to that point, like, hey, like, I would almost give him like pep talks, like, hey big guy, like you beat this thing twice already, like, this is another battle, bro, like, basically, like, before he gets in the ring, you know what I mean, like fuck this shit, man, you could beat this, like, you know what I mean? And hey, man, you know, either way, bro, we got him back, and to the point that, you know, because all what was sad is that, you know, I think I had, most of us had last seen him on FaceTime, you know, before he went into it, and he was excited and he was just ready to come home. You know, he just wanted, all he wanted was just to be at home with his family. And we were able to give him that, you know, he worked hard to get to the point where, you know, he was almost standing up. He was standing up at some point, you know, so he really, man, it was amazing. It was amazing to see. And it's not that I even ever stopped believing in God, but, you know, I mean, I could definitely say that, you know, maybe there was a wider distance. Not that I ever didn't talk to God or pray to God, but the frequency had definitely, there was definitely a distance. I could say that, and that definitely just reinvigorated, you know, my faith, I would say. And yeah, we were able to get him home, do hospice, but yeah, he, you know, it was all within a week, man, from getting home. I mean, he was, the first 2 days he did great, he was chatting up, he was almost back to normal, man. He was eating some Wodabizi and everything, like. And there was a point where, you know, it, because I was even staying there at my parents' house, but then there was a point where it seemed like everybody either needed their space or everybody kind of already had their own things to do. And it didn't seem like my being there or my help was needed anymore in such a way to where, because, I mean, you got to think, we had been, I can't even remember how many months it was, to be honest. I think it was before my birthday, though. I can't even remember when we came home. I can't remember, man, but we had been, I think we were, well, was it? Did I spend my birthday out there? I can't remember, because it feels like we were gone 5 months, right? But, dude, at this point, I don't know. For the sake of time, anyway, he was here about a week. And so I hadn't really been home as far as like my own place. So I would come, feed the cat, get whatever I needed, and then go back. And like I said, there was just a point where it felt like, I think it's time for me to go back. Like, let's get back to reality and, you know, we'll help out as needed. We were going to figure out schedules and things like that, but he started declining fast, and I mean, I've been this transparent so far, so basically what happened, a day or two before, I got pulled over on the way over there, and it was just like, I had to go pay fines and all this. Like, at this point, it just didn't, it was like even more, it was making even less sense to just go over there all the time as well, because I was still making a point to go out there every day at least, or every night, maybe. And so when that happened, then it was like, okay, I think I need to lay low, right? So I think I only didn't go like 1 or 2 days. I can't remember. But then I'm working and I get this message from my sister asking if I can come over. But she didn't really say anything. There was no context, but it felt weird. Like, okay. I was like, okay, did y'all finally get a schedule together or what? Like, should I be, you know, making this a repeat thing for this day, this time, things like that? And she was just like, nah, just come over. I forgot what she said, but it was like still keeping it ambiguous. But I felt something, you know. It was like, nah, dude, that's weird. Like, why are you asking me this? Why are you asking me to go right now? And I get there and seems normal. Everybody's talking in the kitchen. I drop my stuff down, go straight to my dad after I say hey while I'm walking by. And I see him, man, and it just, I'm not gonna go into full detail, but I knew what I was looking at because I saw it when I saw my gramps. And I'm almost furious because no one told me. Like, I would have just left work, like, fuck finishing the shift, right? But so I'm like, what's going on? Like, why this? Why that? Like, why? And she was like, we didn't want to, I don't even remember what the response was, but something like, we didn't want to worry you. We didn't want to, I don't know. But they were just like, yeah, this might be it. So I just go and take his hand and tell him I love him, you know? And yeah, what they told me is that basically he had seen everybody because everybody stopped by, everybody was there. And so they said he was just waiting on me, it seemed like, because right after that, he pretty much, died in my arms. Just to say the words, because another thing that happened after and because of this is, you know, it's tough, man, and everybody grieves different. So my dad's job had a lot of services available, including grief counseling. So of course me and my siblings are more like, we don't need nothing like that. Or my dad was kind of like that too, but my mom wanted to do it, and you know, we wanted to be supportive, and hey, maybe we needed to, right? So what's funny is that we went in for her, and I'm actually the one that actually got into it and took it serious. So that's another thing I started this year. So this is still on the topic of health. I know that's kind of where the last couple episodes have been, and I know we were talking about making it that way, but this, I think it's safe to say this podcast is going to be pretty much about whatever. But on the topic of health, I definitely have focused more on my mental health this year, understandably, right? So that was more with, like, what that is, it's more like a consultant, basically. So it's not the same. It's more like surface level, but it's action based. So basically, you know, you don't have to go too deep. They're not going to pry. And they'll, you know, basically you're talking about your problems, and it's less analyzing the problem, and it's more just like, okay, they give you homework, kind of like, oh, it's like, this is more like, these are steps to take. So it's real quick. I mean, you could take as long as you want, but as far as like problem, solution, boom, like, or steps to get to the solution, like, here's what you need to do. And so that might be beneficial enough, you know, it felt like it. But when speaking with her, she was very adamant that, you know, she was like, no, I recommend you get a therapist for sure, because not necessarily like you specifically need it, but she was like, mental health is just as important as your regular health, like, especially nowadays that it's grown. But really, I mean, it should be part of your routine. Like, definitely recommend seeing someone weekly or biweekly, you know what I mean? Just to make sure you're on point. So, and I really, you know, I felt like, okay, well, it makes sense to me. So yeah, went and found one, and I've been consistent with that. The rest of my family, they, you know, I don't even think they kept seeing the consultant, to be honest. But everybody grieves different, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of things that happen after that, you know, so there might not even be time. But yeah, if you're still on the fence on mental health, or you still see it kind of like, you know, like back in the 90s, like kind of like, you look at it away, it's not that, bro. It's, and honestly, I mean, I do recommend it. And I mean, you can find free ones, you know what I mean? And there's definitely churches that provide it, but, and it's not, and if those, it, there's, it's not really like pushing the faith on you. It's just, they offer that service there, and you can get into that if you want, but then it's regular. So there's options at schools, colleges, you know? So again, as you're aware, you have to study for that. So before you get out and get your own practice, you have to hit a certain amount of hours. So, you can definitely take advantage of that yourself. If you want to speak to someone, you have, it's, you're taking one thing for another. So they're new, so their heart is definitely right in it, and they're ambitious, so they're going to be really dedicated to you. But on the other hand, they haven't really had as much experience, so you take that how you will. But yeah, just, you can look up websites. I would give them to you if I, you know, again, if we weren't keeping this strictly on the recording, but even then, your insurance is provide them too. So you can go through your insurance's app or website or number, and you can definitely find someone, and they're really affordable too. But yeah, I definitely recommend it. But if you do want, because for me, I did go with this specific one just because it called to me, right? Like it felt like exactly what I was going through, that there were instances that led me into it. So that specifically, she mentioned it, and I was like, okay, that's all right, this sounds like what I'm dealing with, so let me go into that. But I mean, if you're concerned about the money, really, if you have a really good friend, because really the therapeutic part is just the talking, like just hearing yourself and letting it out takes the weight off your shoulders, and hearing yourself say it, putting it all into words, helps organize it and kind of allows you to review it a little better, depending on what the issue is, right? So I think if you have a really good friend that you trust, that'll listen to you, and that isn't just telling you things just to tell you, or doesn't have any kind of ulterior motive, I think you could get the same benefit from that, you know? But however, there are some things that require deeper levels of examination, introspection, things like that. I don't think I've necessarily gone to those levels yet. I think we're definitely still at like an introductory kind of phase. But yeah, again, there is that you have to take into account, that like with seeing an actual licensed therapist or someone in practice, it is a professional, and there is insight that they have that you wouldn't necessarily get from a friend, unless you've known them for years and years and years and they like know you, and maybe, you know. But there's also you know what I'm saying? It's a professional. So yeah, I definitely recommend it. Take a look into that. So mental health. Traveling and being out there for so many months, the food, the diet definitely altered. I definitely did still have a lot of delivery because I work remote. So, I mean, I seem to have forgotten, but I can work anywhere, right? But I mean, I work from home. So then I haven't traveled. I'm just like in. So that was the first I traveled in a long time. But yeah, because you're still working, and mine specifically, I just couldn't step away. I still had a lot of delivery. I found a lot of good places out there. Shout out to Rice Box in Houston. Dude, that is pound for pound the best bang for your buck you'll ever get. Like, it's a Chinese fusion restaurant, I believe, if I remember correctly. And dude, it's, because compared to everything else in Houston, bro, it was surprisingly affordable. Like, because everything there felt so expensive, right? Now you have more affordable options. It's just everything was really pricey for the most part. But what you get for the amount that you pay, bro, is ridiculous. Like, it doesn't seem like a lot, but when you open it and you look, oh man, dude, they were generous. They're generous there, bro. I want to go into the restaurant. I want to go revisit Houston with free time, you know? Because if I wasn't working, we were at the hospital with my dad. Like, that's it. I did have one, because I have used dating apps since I don't even remember when I started. 2018 for sure. Maybe 2016 at the earliest. Probably 2017. I don't know. I've been on there, and I've had some success. I've had some misses. There's a lot of missed opportunities in there. We can definitely get into that later, but probably another time because I think I'm running short. Anyway, to stay where we're at now, there was an event Bumble had out there. I guess they have like IRL events that you actually go and meet people in real life, like old school dating. And yeah, so I did go to one of those. So the benefit was, my family didn't have to worry about me money wise, and same for me, other than my Uber there, because food and drinks were going to be free. So it was like, and I'll be able to, meet some people, and I did. It was a lot of fun. I met some cool people out there, had a great night. So that was definitely much needed. But yeah, other than that, there wasn't really time for anything else. So the diet, definitely. I mean, I even with ordering out, I'm still trying to choose options that are like aligning with the diet I'm sticking to. Every now and then, I'll leave room for flexibility, so that's more where I faltered at. But yeah, overall, we were successful. All right, so to recap, we hit 2 out of 3 resolutions last year, which ain't bad. If you don't podcast or have some other outlet, I'd actually recommend podcasting. Give it a try. Why not? After listening back to the previous episode a year ago, man, I kind of like it being able to reflect on where I was, where my head was at, what the goals were, and having a way to review and check on yourself, see how you did, I think that's beneficial, and I think in a way that's also therapeutic. Three, I do recommend therapy. Like I said, there's options. Find what's best for you. But yeah. Four. It's good to talk about it. Besides these previous points, it's good to say the words. So, on a point I didn't exactly explain earlier, something that I learned from therapy was that I realized I was deflecting, right? So you don't even realize some of the things you do, and which, again, even if your friend knows you, hopefully they'll be able to see and point out those things to you, but again, if they're so used to you being you, they might not even see it, or they might have recognized it and already it's just part of your norm that, they might not notice it as any more than you do. So, my therapist had pointed out to me, I was more saying, for example, kind of like that thing that happened, or what happened earlier, or this and that, instead of actually saying, my dad died, right? So that's why I said that earlier, but yeah, it just felt like there was so much to explain. I just kind of went off on different tangents. And I actually did edit this episode. So before this was recorded before my work shift, I'm recording this now after, and after reviewing it and chopping out a lot of ums and empty spaces, and yeah, it was a lot longer of an episode, trust me, and a lot of unnecessary information. Try to condense it as best I can while still hitting the points I felt were needed to be made. Anyway, before I digress further, yeah, she helped me realize that being able to talk about it, I didn't really have an issue talking about it, but I was deflecting without realizing it. So being able to be direct and talk about what you've gone through is proof that maybe not necessarily that you've healed, but at least that you've processed or are processing it, and you know, you're able to move forward in doing so. So just another way of not subconsciously avoiding your problems, or you know, not talking about it, therefore not processing it, not going through it, so on and so forth. What was that? 4.5. Yeah. Rice box is the shit. 6. Yeah, I guess we gotta chill out on the takeout or home deliveries, but again, it's just a bit of a pickle, but it is a bad habit that's been formed now. So, to be honest, that should be it for the summarizing. This was maybe about halfway of a recap for 23. I think this in itself will already be the longest episode I've had. If y'all enjoy this or don't mind a longer episode, let me know. Because this definitely could easily be an hour with what else I have to tell you about. But if not, if you prefer tops, half an hour, 30-minute episodes or less, let me know that as well. I have the option to leave me voice messages, so go ahead and do that. In the message, if you do, just let me know if you want it to stay private, whether it's feedback or just anything you want to tell me. Just let me know if you want me to keep it private, or if you actually want to be featured on the show. I could put you on, answer your questions, or you know, whatever your message is about. But I definitely would like to hear from y'all, just like last year. Let me know your resolutions. Let me know how you did last year, how long you've been listening, you know, what you're liking about the channel so far. Any recommendations, things like this. And let me know about the frequency too, so that way if we can try to get on a more consistent basis, because like I said, this could be an hour. So what I'm basically going to do is, I guess we'll title this the recap, even though there's still a bit of a recap, but it's gonna kind of lead into this year. So I guess we'll keep this year's resolutions along with there. It all kind of ties into what I've talked about here. So I don't know. It's going to be what it's going to be. This is a recap. And then we'll just have the next episode as the resolutions. And then we're basically going to move forward from there. But either way, I hope your 2023 was better than mine. If any of y'all are going through your own thing, if you're grieving, if you're struggling to kick some bad habits or grow, be a better you, or find your footing, you're not alone. So I hope my story helped you in some way. And if not, hopefully, you at least found some comfort in it, some company. And I'll try to continue to do that for you. Again, I do have the voice message options available. So if you are going through anything, send a message. Let me know. I'm here for you. Or, if you have me on anything or contact me, my ears are always open, man. You're not alone. And yeah, let's have a better 2024, all right? Love.